Now, if you've tried everything to get your landlord to fix up your place, how about this approach? Public humiliation. Milwaukee is one of several cities trying to shame landlords into repairing dilapidated properties. Tactics include listing owners' names online and posting signs outside houses that need major work. Chuck Kornbach of Wisconsin Public Radio has more.
The city of Milwaukee recently joined the short list of communities that try to shame problem landlords. A few weeks ago, city officials called the news media to a dilapidated duplex in a low-income neighborhood. And with television cameras rolling, a city crew put up a 4-by-8-foot sign in the front yard. The sign gave the owner's name and said the building had outstanding code violations. The tactic worked. Just a few days later, the city crew was back to take down the sign. This white and brown three-story home is owned by a couple who live 25 miles away in a wealthy Milwaukee suburb. After being contacted by the media and some irate citizens, the couple paid for a permit to begin repairs on the condemned property. So the Milwaukee Department of Neighborhood Services agreed to remove the shaming sign. Department Commissioner Martin Collins says he thinks the city did the right thing.
We had taken him to municipal court. We'd prosecuted him. We tried just about everything else we could do to get him to make the repairs, and he wasn't moving on it. And so we issued an order that says either you repair it or we can put up the sign. Now, under this code, we have an alternative of tearing the building down, too. We don't want to tear the building down. It's going to be a good asset to the community, thus the effort to motivate him through the sign. He was clearly motivated.
Some neighbors of the targeted property seem pleased by the city's action. One homeowner, who gives her name as Ms. Bearden, says absentee landlords often neglect properties in this neighborhood.
And with the owners not living on site or in another city, then they can obviously ignore what's going on. So I think the shaming technique is going to help.
Bearden says she'd only be concerned about shaming if city officials start to overdo it. For example, she says, if Milwaukee singled out a house that just needed a paint job. Now, some apartment owners already think cities go too far when they try to shame landlords. Jane Garvey is a Chicago landlord and vice president of the Illinois Rental Property Owners Association. Garvey has studied some of the shaming ordinances around the U.S. and says the practice can backfire, discouraging investment in urban neighborhoods.
If I owned a property in the area, calling the media and everybody else's attention to the fact that there was a rundown property in my neighborhood, basically, you know, is casting dispersions on the neighborhood.
Garvey says there are any number of reasons that landlords get in trouble over a property. Sometimes tenants do major damage or refuse to pay rent for months at a time. And sometimes, as fines for code violations mount, landlords feel fixing the property just isn't worth the trouble. Now, while those concerns may discourage some cities from shaming landlords, Milwaukee officials insist it's a tactic that works, and they're looking to put up huge signs at more properties soon. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Kornbach in Milwaukee.